now the news. I'm Wen Jie. This year's Shangri-La Dialogue is underway in Singapore. The three-day event brings together officials and scholars from around 40 nations. It aims to foster peace and development in the Asia-Pacific region and beyond. Analysts say China-U.S. relationship will dominate the summit. Mira Liu reports from Singapore.
So it's Shangri-La's tradition on the second day, first thing in the morning, the U.S. defense ministers usually will take the center stage. Today, after speaking of the U.S. role and efforts to shore up alliance in the Indo-Pacific, Secretary Austin addressed the elephant in the room, the relationship between China and the U.S. 30 minutes into his speech, Secretary Austin talked about the fact that the two sides will not be holding an official bilateral dialogue like last year, referencing the informal interaction that took place between the two leaders at dinner last night. Austin said that a handshake over dinner is no substitute for a substantive engagement. In response, the Chinese foreign minister and defense ministries have maintained that the U.S. is solely responsible for the difficulty of communication.
Fighting has continued in Sudan following the collapse of peace talks between the warring parties in Jeddah. Sudanese army representatives walked out of the talks after accusing the rapid support forces of violating the ceasefire agreement mediated by the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Yasser Hakim has more.
The Jeddah declaration has been a short-lived ceasefire deal. Mediators Saudi Arabia and the U.S. had blamed both sides for violating multiple ceasefire agreements before the talks collapsed. Saudi Arabia says the now-aborted Jeddah ceasefire talks were meant to allow for humanitarian aid to the Sudanese people, and it had hoped the agreement would be the base for a comprehensive peace process. The ongoing war has so far claimed the lives of over 800 people, and over a million people have been displaced from their homes, creating a regional refugee crisis. The international community has called for an immediate ceasefire. Both the Arab League and the African Union have been in contact with the warring sides as they try to end the fighting. Some experts, however, have warned that more efforts are needed to resolve the conflict. Others believe regional and international powers, including China, can step into the mediation.
U.S. President Joe Biden has said that he will sign into law the debt ceiling bill, authorizing increased U.S. government borrowing on Saturday. In an Oval Office address to the nation, Biden said without the bill, the country could have defaulted as early as Monday, and nothing would have been more catastrophic. China and Argentina have signed a cooperation plan to further advance the Belt and Road Initiative. The plan aims to deepen mutually beneficial cooperation in infrastructure, energy, bilateral trade, and other important areas. Officials say the plan will bring more opportunities for further bilateral cooperation. Media reports say more than 200 people are dead and over 900 others are injured after a passenger train collided with a cargo train in eastern India. The accident occurred on Friday evening near Bahanaga Bazar station in the state of Odisha. The United Arab Emirates is in talks with India to settle non-oil trade using Indian rupee. This comes with the decline of U.S. dollar dominance in the global trading system in the second largest economy in the Arab world. The Iranian foreign minister has said the new positive atmosphere in the Middle East is in the interests of all regional states. Hossein Amir Abdullahian made the remarks while meeting with his UAE counterpart, Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed Al Nahyan. Relations between Iran and the UAE have been improving over the past months, especially after Iran and Saudi Arabia reached an agreement on the resumption of their bilateral ties in March. The China Manned Space Agency says Shenzhou 15 crew members on board the country's space station will return to Earth on June 4th. The return capsule will touch down at the Dongfeng landing site in northern China. It comes after they handed over the control of the space station to the Shenzhou 16 crew on Friday. 9 people have died in Senegal after protests broke out over the sentencing of opposition leader Ousmane Sonko. Authorities have issued a blanket ban on the use of several social media platforms in the aftermath of the violence. And that's the news. I'm Wen Jie.